Welcome to Craft Your Confidence, the podcast for dreamers and doers on a mission to connect the dots from creativity, intuition, and passion to craft a life by design. I'm Karagat Warner, certified life coach, and I've been on this wild ride called an online business for the last handful of years. It isn't always easy, and I've made a bunch of mistakes, but I've learned that the only way to create confidence is to trust and love up on yourself and connect with your own beautiful advisor, your inner wisdom. And I want you to know, I work on this every day. And in this podcast, I'll show you how to do this too and discover that you're just one thought away from stepping into your greatness and unapologetically unfurling your peacock feathers. Okay, let's get started. Well, hello there, and welcome to this very first episode of the Craft Your Confidence podcast. So before we dive into today's episode, I want to share how you can watch a free training that I just created. I'm so excited about it, and I would love for you to get your hands on it. And it's going to help you unlock the secrets to creating more self-confidence. And it all begins with learning one simple tool, which I discuss in this video. And I want you to know that self-confidence is something that you can totally learn, right? Because sometimes we might think it's, you know, something that some people have and then other people don't have it. Like you're born with it or you're not. Like you have the confidence gene or they skipped over you. And I used to think that myself. I seriously did. I just thought, well, boy, that person has oodles of confidence and wow, they're lucky they were born with it. But I want you to know it's something you can learn and it is way, way easier to get there than you think. I help creative women gain awareness that gets to the root of why they're not feeling confident. And the solution that I have is so simple because it is a powerful tool that is already within you. And all you need to do is unlock this for yourself. So go check out my free training by going to karagatwarner.com/craftyourconfidence. All right, we're going to dive in. Are you guys ready? Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Before we dive in, one other little tidbit, if you're just, you know, you just found this podcast, right? In the last two episodes, so episode 124 and 125, I talk about the transition going from my last podcast, from Power Pearls podcast, to this new podcast, the new era, the new chapter. And so if you want to get the rundown about the topics that I will be covering and the direction of this podcast, then go to those two episodes to check that out. Okay. And just a reminder that the first 125 episodes are Power Pearls podcast. And from this episode forward, it's all about the Craft Your Confidence podcast. So if you've been listening for a while or you're, you know, totally new, either way, just go check it out. Make sure we're all on the same page together, okay? Because there are lots of juicy tidbits that are coming your way soon. And I don't want you to miss out on them, right? And I'm also going to be putting together, and I mentioned this in the last few episodes, I am still putting together a podcast resource. I really want to make it amazing. So it's going to be a podcast resource so that you can get the most out of your experience from any of the new episodes that I'm creating here, but from all of these other 100 plus episodes. I mean, it's like, you know, you could get a university education from a podcast. So I want to make it easy for you to use this podcast as a tool for learning, a learning tool, okay? And I want you to come for what you came for, and I'm going to make it super easy, okay? All right, so let's get started. Let's get started with this episode. So the holidays are here, right? And we're just hanging out in our nests. Or maybe we're just struggling with this idea of whether we should go out, you know, maybe should we see family, you know, should we, shouldn't we? And, you know, maybe this is the most stressful season in our lives right now, right? Because of this very unique, you know, situation that we're in, you know, with COVID, with the lockdowns and all that stuff. But actually, we get to put the ball in our court to really choose how we want our holidays to be, whether we stay home or we do decide to go see family, that we can be the architect of our thoughts and our feelings, no matter what we decide the situation is. That is the tricky part, but that is in the beginning, because it's something that you have to learn to do. But once you do, it's like you're the master of your ship. So I'm going to share with you in this episode three easy ways to hack the hectic holidays so that you can get oodles and oodles of self-confidence, right? And so, like I said before, that it might be hectic in the ways that, you know, it's just in your brain, right? Because we create this idea, hectic, right? Or we get to decide that it won't be. So for example, let me give you an example in my life. I just thought about this yesterday because I, you know, it's Monday when I record these episodes, and Mondays are manic for me sometimes. Well, they're not anymore, because I'm going to tell you why. So I'll have all these things written down, and okay, this is what I'm going to do Monday, and then this is the stuff I'm going to do for my business, and then this is what I'm going to do for my personal stuff. So I wrote down probably a couple weeks ago that today was going to be the day that I go to Target, because Target is the best place to go on a Monday because it's quiet, right? Maybe. I mean, who knows? But when I thought the thought, I'm going to Target on Monday, I suddenly was like enraptured with, I guess enraptured isn't the right word, but like taken over by like this feeling of like, you know, stress and feeling like really tense and anxious. And then I always ask myself this question, and this is something that like I want to leave with you, because this is something that if you do this all the time with everything that you struggle with or you find confusion with, you ask yourself this question and it can diffuse it, or you ask your the higher part of your brain, your best friend, how to take action. And so I said to myself, how could I make this easy? Do I really have to go to Target? Like, I wrote that down 2 weeks ago and it seemed like a great idea when I was, you know, sitting on the couch on Friday night and just like thinking idealistically about this particular Monday, right? So right then and there, my brain was in a different place when I planned it. Like, I was thinking a whole different thought. So I said, you know what? Yeah, I can make it easy. And no, I don't have to go to Target. The only reason why I wanted to go to Target today was to because, you know, they have the most awesome stocking stuffers, right? Do you agree with me? Right? So I thought, well, you know what? I can get the stocking stuffers locally. I could even go to the dollar store and get stocking stuffers that I know my husband and my son will love anyway. Seriously. Like, why do I want to go to Target? And I realized it was because I wanted to go to that section where they have all the really cool stocking stuffers and be like so brilliant about the things that I get at Target, because they make you look really good. You know, the really funky cards and the, you know, cool little hot chocolate, you know, mix containers or whatever they have. And I thought, oh, that's perfect. Like, they're going to just love this. But, you know, it doesn't really, that's not true. This is all fabricated in my brain. It's crazy, right? Totally crazy. Okay, so after I diffused that, I just realized like, hey, I don't have to like make this hectic. I don't have to make any part of the holidays hectic. You know, another thing might be, oh, I have to get those holiday photos taken so I can do my cards over at Zazzle. And then it's like, or, you know, Shutterfly, one of those services, right? And then the other part of it is, but it's so expensive, those cards, and oh no, I'm running out of time. And I just shifted to, you know what, I'm just going to go buy regular old-fashioned cards without photos, or I will take a selfie and I will print out the family selfie on my printer and use double-sided tape and put that right inside my card. So as you can see, if you ask your brain for answers about how to make something easy, it's always going to show up and it's always going to help you. So the tools that I'm about to share with you can be used any time of the year. So that's why I think this is really perfect timing that we're talking about this right now. You know, it's the holidays. So don't think, like, don't click out of this because you think, well, this only applies to the holidays. This applies to, and the reason why this is perfect timing, because the holidays can be the most intensive, you know, the intense time when it comes to feeling anxious and anxiety and tension, right? But if you can handle, you know, you can work through these three steps during the holidays, you can do this anytime you want, okay? So you can use them all throughout 2021. How cool is that, right? Okay, so like what I said before about confidence, we might think that we're either born with it or we're not. So if you're in that camp and you actually think that, right, you might think some have it and others don't, because I thought that way for so long. And so I just said, well, you know what? The ball's out of my court, right? This is how it is. This is how I was born. But what if you were just one thought away from actually creating the feeling of confidence, self-confidence, and that it is way easier to get there than you think? Because self-confidence is a feeling. And the way that, and you're going to learn this a lot in this podcast, the way that we create feelings is through our thoughts. So you cannot have a feeling, and you can even test this for yourself. You cannot have a feeling if you don't first have a thought, right? So here's a way to check yourself right now while you're listening to this podcast. It might be disbelief, like you're like thinking to yourself, oh, whatever, Kara, like really? I don't know about that. So you might be thinking, oh, you're feeling skeptical or whatever. Find a feeling that you are feeling right now in this moment while you're listening. And then ask yourself this question. When I'm feeling this feeling, when I feel this way, actually I should have said it, when I feel skeptical, what am I thinking? And there is your answer. You'll see, you'll be able to say, okay, interesting. Okay. So I'll repeat what I said. What if you knew, or you, let's say you believed, let's pretend, let's go to Rainbow Land. What if you believed that either you were just one thought away from feeling more confident? So you just had to just practice a belief. So we can't just sometimes spontaneously start, you know, create a belief in a thought, right? Because thoughts are beliefs. And the way that thoughts are beliefs are because we keep practicing it again and again, the same thought, and it becomes a belief because we see evidence and we believe it to be true. But we just make our thoughts real, okay? From repetition, okay? So let's just go to that land. Do you believe that? Oh my gosh, like I can totally create self-confidence because I'm just, all I got to do is work on my thought. And I know it's easier to get there. It's easy to get there because I can work on a thought. I might not believe it right now, but all I need to do is practice these things that Kara's going to share with me right now. Okay, so here are the steps. Are you ready? Okay, number one is trust yourself, right? So I want you to think about the holidays, and I want you to decide that you're going to take care of yourself in whatever way that means. And I want you to decide that I'm going to take care of myself and I'm going to make a plan and I'm going to follow it. And then I will honor my schedule, right? And so here's how you can stay in this place of trust with yourself. So you create this self-care plan, right? Make a plan and you follow it and then you honor it. And the way that you trust yourself and create more trust over time. And this goes for everything. So I said self-care, but whatever, let's just say you want to create your holiday, your, you know, de-stress for the holidays plan, right? And it might involve, you know, meditation. It might involve me time in the morning, reading, whatever it is. I don't care what it is. You decide. And then you show up and you honor what you say. And then you stay in integrity with yourself when you do that. Okay. So you might have had situations where for yourself, you'll do something and then the time comes to do it and you don't do it. You're like, yeah, I know, but the kids need me, you know, my husband needs this thing. My partner needs this thing and I better go do it. So you put your schedule aside. You believe your schedule is unimportant. The things that you want are unimportant and other people's agendas take over. So over time, this creates damage for yourself, with yourself. And you're not staying in integrity with you. So this does create damage. It's no different than flaking on somebody. And you might be thinking that's not true, but I want you to think about this from past experiences to see where you gave up on yourself and you decided it wasn't important, right? And how you really felt about yourself. Maybe ashamed, maybe embarrassed, maybe disappointed, right? But I would like for you to try this step, because if you follow this step and the next two and you do it, you do them, you're going to create self-confidence for yourself. You're going to be like that little engine that could, I promise you. So practice honoring your schedule in whatever way you decide that's going to be. Maybe you do it for like 3 days. Maybe you just do it for one day. I don't care. You get to decide and you follow that and you honor your schedule and you stay in integrity with yourself and you're going to see something happen that's positive because you're like, yeah, I did this. Pat myself on the back. I'm a badass. That's about the worst word you'll hear me say because I think badass is like a really awesome word. So I'm going to say that a lot probably. Okay. Step number two is you're going to be willing. You want to be willing. Let me rephrase that. Yes, you will be willing to feel any emotion. So anything that comes up, you're willing to feel because that's the worst thing that can happen, right? So if you honor your schedule or let's say you don't honor your schedule from step one and you're like, oh man, you feel disappointed, whatever it is that you are experiencing. If you're willing to feel any emotion, then you can remind yourself that's the worst thing I'm going to feel is this shame, disappointment, whatever it is, distrust. Because the only way that you could possibly fail is if you give up. Because every time you try to honor your commitments and you don't follow through, you just get back up. You don't shame yourself. You just don't do that. You don't shame yourself because really the truth is that you're already honoring yourself by trying, okay? You're trying as long as you're trying, right? And then when you're willing to feel anything, any feeling, you feel the feels, guys, then failure won't be such a big deal. You're like, failure? Oh my gosh. The thing that's pretty amazing about failure, and I didn't always believe this, I wanted to avoid failure at all costs. I had this, created this obstacle course to avoid failure and make sure that I could feel good most of the time. And I didn't even realize I was doing it until I caught myself, until I became a life coach and I realized, oh my gosh, like I could see my brain. Like it was almost like this open book for me to really read. And then I realized that failure has a purpose in our life, in our business. If we want to create big goals, failure is like this currency that helps us to, reach our dream, right? Failure gives us evidence. Failure helps us find wisdom. And wisdom is a word that might be thrown around quite a bit, but it's, that you learn from so-and-so's wisdom, but you cannot learn wisdom from anyone else. And wisdom isn't something you learn. It's something that kind of, it's like it's like you acquire, or you, I should say, you realize it. It's a realization. It's a realization. So like if you fail from, you know, and it's a worthy fail because it's in honor of your goal, then you never fail. You only fail when you give up in advance on your goal, whatever that is, okay? So willingness to feel any emotion that comes your way, right? The family members that are mad that you're not coming to visit for the holidays because of COVID, and you decided, nope, we're staying home. We're being smart. We're staying home. It's such a little sliver in our lives, right? We're just staying in our own private lockdown in this nest, because not everybody's going to like that, right? And then not everyone's going to like it if you actually decide to go see family or to see friends. But you decide what matters to you, and then you own it, right? You own it, right? And when back to this, so this feeling, right? Feeling any emotion, then the next thing is you realize that, oh my gosh, life is 50-50, right? Sometimes, like, so it's 50 negative, 50 positive, but really sometimes it can be more like 80-20, right? 80 negative, or so it feels that way. But it's really about, you know, there's no surprise. There's no expectation for perfection, because, you know, expecting perfection in an imperfect world is like, is not possible, right? Just saying that out loud. The first time I said that out loud, I was like, floored. It blew my mind, because I was trying to be perfect when I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, perfect. It's so funny that it's a word in our vocabulary when it's a word that isn't real. I want you to think about that for a second. Perfect. There's a definition, right? I can't even think of, what is the definition? Everything's in its place. Everything is in alignment. I mean, like, but we don't even really have a perfect, like, perfection doesn't exist in our experience. So when we are like embracing this beautiful thing that we just realized, and maybe you don't believe it yet, but then you'll be willing to take something I love to call messy action. My coach said that once to me, and I was like, whoa, I think that's what made me want to work with her. It's like messy action. Oh my gosh. Love it. Because it makes you feel like, and this is not a green light to say, oh, I can just be sloppy. It's for those of you out there that are perfectionists or recovering perfectionists like myself, that as soon as you're afraid to do something or say something or set your boundaries with people on the holidays or whatever it is, right? You're like, I don't really know what the answer is, but I'm going to try to do what feels right. And it might be messy, but I'm willing to experience that, to get to the other side. Okay, now let's move on to step number 3, is change the story that you tell about yourself and others. Okay? So this is a big one, especially around the holidays, especially if you're meeting, you know, you're having people, you know, in your home, or you're going out for the holidays to see family members and friends. You know, a lot of adults in the same room can really get messy. And then we have this thing called manuals, right? For people and also for ourselves. People need to follow my manual and do it this way. Like, it, and you don't even realize that you have a manual. You want people to behave a certain way. Like, they should love your apple pie. And if they don't, like, they're jerks. And that's a simple example I just came up with, a silliness. But this idea of manuals, like, we all have manuals, right? Manuals for other people and how they should behave. And when they don't, we get mad because they didn't behave that way. Or like your uncle who's a loudmouth and always gets drunk, got drunk again, right? And that's just not acceptable for you. Right? Or people come over unexpected. Like, we didn't ask people to come over. They rang the bell and now we have to entertain everyone. Well, that's actually not a manual, but that's more of a boundary. Sorry. That's another podcast. But I think you get the idea. And then we also have manuals for ourselves and the way we believe we should behave. So like, remember before when I mentioned the whole Target thing, like every year I'm like, well, I got to go to Target because everyone's going to think I'm amazing because I have to have those stocking stuffers that make me look so awesome. And that's just what I do because I'm really brilliant when it comes to giving stocking stuffers to my family. So that those are the two kinds of manuals, right? So we expect people to follow the manual and they don't. And what happens is this causes unnecessary stress. And so you can actually release and relax your manual, right? You can take a look at moments that come up where you want people to comply with your wishes, right? Because that's where your manuals are kicking in. And again, you can ask yourself, like I said before, what would make this easy? You could apply it here. Like, what would make it easy for me to let this go, right? And then if you could let it go, you could release and actually relax and let go of the manual. It is a sense of freedom and liberation if you allow it, right? It could be. You could have that. That's an option for you, right? And then once we actually do that, you know, if we are going to relax and we're going to like see the manual for what it is and take responsibility and responsibility for all the feelings that we have in around it and any other emotions that come up, we're doing something called emotional adulthood. Like are we doing it? We're experiencing it. We're experiencing something we call in the coaching world, emotional adulthood. And that means that you're taking responsibility for your emotions. Like you're owning them. You're not blaming, right? Because a lot of the times with the manuals, we blame other people. We blame, right? And when we blame, we're not taking responsibility for our own feelings, right? If we are taking responsibility for our feelings, we're willing to process the emotion. That means feeling the emotion, like I said before, willing to feel any emotion. And then ask that question, when I feel this way, like when I feel angry towards Uncle Joe, what am I thinking? And there's your answer. Like put it back on you, put it back on where it all originates. Right? But the magical part, the coolest part of this all is that you put the ball in your court. You're no longer a victim, right? The ball is in your court. You are empowering yourself at that point, even if you don't really like how you feel. But the feeling that you have just from taking responsibility can be huge for you, right? And discovering this can transform your life because you allow people to have their own thoughts. Right? And you have your own thoughts. You give them permission to be who they are, right? And you give them permission to not be happy with you too. You know, that's on them. You're like, it's okay. They get to think whatever they want. You know, because most people aren't going to agree with us anyway. So once we release that and we give permission, we give it back to them. That's where you're really in this emotional adulthood, right? And then you can be with yourself in this place of full acceptance, compassion, and awareness. And by the way, letting go of your manuals and being willing to feel feels so freaking good. And so I would love for you to try this out. Test drive these three steps, right? And so now that I've taught you these tools, you can practice something that we call bridge thoughts, right? So like you might be thinking while you're doing something, you're frustrated and you're staying in this place of, I don't know, but I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know how to do that. I have no idea. A bridge thought for the I don't know, because that's one of my popular ones for myself. I don't know. I just don't know. This isn't working. Why isn't this working? And then the question. That's another one too. So when you say, I don't know, you can tweak it with, this is what a bridge thought is, a tiny, tiny change. I don't know, but I will figure it out. Beautiful, beautiful shift, right? And another one is when you say, I'm not sure, like, you know, when you have a question, you know, this, why isn't this working? Why is a huge one, right? Why did they say that? Then you can say to yourself, well, if I, and this sounds a little bit, maybe it's going to annoy you. Maybe it's like, okay, but stay with me. If you knew the answer, what would it be? Why did so-and-so say this? Why did this happen? If you knew, just turn the table. If you knew, what would the answer be? And see if you come up with it. Even just pull out a journal, because you're going to come up with something. And then just start here, you know, if you need these bridge thoughts, and you just start little, right? That's what bridge thoughts are. You get on that very first step of the staircase. You know, I love that Martin Luther King quote. You'll hear me mention that a lot. You know, the staircase analogy, just take the first step. You don't need to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step, right? Because the rest of the stairs will reveal themselves. And sometimes seeing that whole staircase, it looks like a mountain. And it can be very overwhelming, right? Another analogy that I really love is Wayne Dyer used the headlights at night on your car. When you're driving, you know, you can only see just so far in front of you, right? And that's all you need. That's all you need to see. Because as you keep moving down the road, more of the road will reveal. Isn't that beautiful? So I love both of those analogies, and they really give me comfort, and they give me hope, because I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter. If I don't know, I do know what the first step, I think I know what the first step is. And it might be wobbly and messy, but I'm willing to take messy action. So try this, okay? You know, and when it comes to things in our life that are happening, right? Many people might think, you know, I should say most people. I know I thought this for a long time. Most of the time, we actually think that things just happen to us, right? And then we just feel a certain way. But what if by doing these practices, right, you could then decide to feel a certain feeling on purpose? Wouldn't that be amazing, right? Going back to what I said before, like, what if you knew that you were one thought away? And if you were one thought away, thoughts create feelings, right? There's no other way. Feelings come from our thoughts. So that means we have to experience a thought in order to feel any emotion. And without a mind to experience a thought, then there's no feeling, because you didn't experience a thought about it to begin with. I know that sounds very woo-woo, maybe, and out there. But if you keep hanging out with me on this podcast, you're going to be a thought work expert. I promise you, you will. And as a coach, I teach you to think about your thinking, right? This is what I do as a coach. You get to be the driver in your life. You decide the results that you want. And when you learn this and actually, you know, use the tools, you will learn the tools, and then you get to practice them. And the possibilities are absolutely mind-blowing once you do it. Okay, so you guys, that's it. So I'm going to like go back through these really quick. So it's three things, the steps to start really like helping yourself work through the hectic holidays. And again, you can use this any time of the year. Number one is trust yourself. Number two is be willing to feel any emotion that comes up. And number three, you change the story that you tell yourself about, or you tell about yourself and others. Okay, so I hope you'll test drive these for yourself in your own life this holiday and beyond into the new year. And if you do, you will put the ball in your court and see that you are absolutely in charge of your thoughts. And you, my friend, get to decide what those are. And all you need to do is pay attention to the thoughts that linger in the background of your mind and figure out, like, what is this? What's going on with my thoughts? How are they making me feel? And you'll know, that's your answer. So those are the thoughts and the feelings. Let's just focus there just to start for today. And so the more you practice noticing your thoughts, you will absolutely transform your life. And if you want to experience this for yourself, I invite you to apply for a free coaching session with me. So here's how it goes. All right. So it's on Zoom. Like, we get on a Zoom video. It's private, just you and me. It's one-on-one, right? You get to sit back, relax, and I ask you questions. And then I take you through this really cool before and after process. So we can see where you are now. And then we look at the steps to help get you where you want to be. So to schedule your session, go to caragottwarner.com/work with Cara, or just head on over later on if you're out running, walking, whatever you're doing, driving. Go to caragottwarner.com later on today, and you'll see a link right on the top of the web, you know, on my website. And it just says Work with Cara, and that's where you can schedule your free coaching call with me, okay? And after you do that, one more last request, because this is the first new episode, right? This is the Craft Your Confidence podcast episode, technically episode number one of this new era that we're in. And I would love for you to go on over to iTunes and leave a 5-star review and rating for this podcast. And then take a screenshot when you're there. You know, like, if you can easily do this on your, I think you can only do the reviews on your computer, but you can take a screenshot of your review when it's up on the screen on your computer. And then I will read it here on the podcast, and I'll give you a sweet shout out in an upcoming episode. All right, my friends, I will see you next time. Take care.